This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Facebook releases a new mobile application called Paper. It doesn't really look a lot like Mark Zuckerberg's crowded blue social network, but it is part of his empire, and it might help the company keep building engagement by not looking like Facebook. Our friend and Slate Tech blogger Will Oremus has been reporting on this. Will, how are you?
Doing well, Ben. Thanks.
Paper. Is this a possibly genius invention?
I'm not going to go so far as to say it's genius. I will say this is a really slick-looking app that Facebook just introduced today. It's only going to be for the iPhone. It's going to be free on the iOS store. What it is basically a new way to read Facebook combined with a sort of news reader. It's really trying to appeal to people who want less of the random updates about their friends' cats and babies and maybe more of what their friends are talking about that's in the news or what's happening today that's in their area of interest.
This actually is a very compelling idea to me because of just how much crap is in my news feed.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You hear that more and more these days, that people are tired of Facebook. You don't really see it yet in the numbers. People use the Facebook mobile app more than almost every other app on their phone combined. But I think what Facebook is trying to do here is they're trying to build some new alternatives for people who are tired of Facebook. They've already got Instagram, and they've kept that as a separate entity. They've built Facebook Messenger, and now they've got Paper. And Mark Zuckerberg said on an earnings call that there will be more in store in the years to come.
And you mentioned this earnings call. It's a pretty good time for Facebook, at least at the moment. And I suppose a big part of that is advertising, and this app is pretty well situated to deliver you some of those ads.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they make use of ads in this new app. But you're absolutely right. Facebook has just been performing beyond anyone's expectations in terms of getting advertisers to buy ads on its mobile app and mobile website, and then actually getting people to click on those ads. I think this is a good sign for the media industry as a whole. You know, I mean, there's been big concern that as people move to reading the news on their smartphones, that you can't advertise there anymore. You know, people don't click on smartphone ads. Facebook is showing that that isn't necessarily true.
Will Oremus, tech blogger at Slate. Will, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.